During this Easter season, we've been reflecting on the message series of redemption. When we realize that we are redeemed, that is when we realize that Christ has saved us, that Christ suffered, died, and rose from the dead to save us in the ways we could not save ourselves. And on this Ascension Sunday, we especially reflect on how Christ saved us so that we could be with him one day in heaven. As we enter more fully into the mystery of our redemption, of how we've been saved, it helps to lift, to raise us up to God. It helps us literally to experience an ascension or lifting up in our lives as well. And whenever I reflect on the first reading, the image that I always get is the same if you've ever seen a child. Many videos these days will show this, that when the child starts to cry or baby starts to cry, when their mom or their dad go out of the room. And you can see the reaction of the child because the child's afraid that the parent's not going to come back, that they're going to be abandoned. That's always the image that I get in my mind from the first reading, because the angels come and literally are asking Jesus' disciples, why are they looking up? It's like they want to look at that last spot where they saw Jesus before he ascended out of their eyesight vision. Because essentially, they were having that same reaction that a child or baby does when their parent leaves the room. They were feeling in that moment that they were abandoned. They were starting to feel that loneliness once again, the same way that they had felt when Jesus died. But the difference this time is that they were promised the Holy Spirit. We all have moments in our lives when we can feel alone and when we feel misunderstood. The deadly wound of abandonment is characterized by those two things: when we feel alone and when we feel misunderstood. Jesus knew that his followers would feel that sense of abandonment after he ascended back to the Father. And so that's why he promised to send the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, to be with them. So in any of those moments when we start to feel alone or when we feel misunderstood, it is very powerful to pray a prayer to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. That simplest prayer and most ancient of prayer of come, Holy Spirit. By praying those words of come, Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will help us to know in that moment that we're not alone. The Holy Spirit will help us when we feel misunderstood or that someone's just not getting what it is that we're trying to say in a particular moment. The Holy Spirit wants to minister to those places of our heart where we can experience that abandonment. Also, when we celebrate this Feast of the Ascension, the Feast of the Ascension of all of the different feasts that the Catholic Church has is a feast of transitions. It's a special way each year that we mark that as human beings, we will experience transitions. We have moments in our lives when people come into our lives and when people go out of our lives. We have moments when we have different transitions in our lives. Maybe we start a new job, we graduate, we have a loved one leave this life and go to the next, that there could be an end of relationships. We experience ends and we experience new beginnings throughout our life. The Ascension especially marks that reality that we all experience in our lives as human beings, of having endings and of having new beginnings. That's part of why the disciples were experiencing a little bit of that heartache. They knew in their hearts that a certain time had ended, but they also felt that expectation of something new that they hadn't yet fully received. That was the coming of the Holy Spirit that we'll celebrate next weekend when we celebrate Pentecost Sunday. So this particular Feast of the Ascension is one that can help us when we experience any of those transitions in our lives. And it teaches us, why is it that God permits these transitions to happen? To help us to grow. Jesus' followers did not really fully come into the fullness of who they were They didn't come to a full maturity until after Jesus ascended back to heaven and they received the Holy Spirit. That's why sometimes we wonder, why is it that certain mentors, certain role models, parent figures, etc., can come out of our lives at certain times? It's because we need those transitions to help us to come into a place of full growth, of full maturity. But it's oftentimes hard for us because we're used to that person. Almost we can sometimes become reliant in some ways. And so when we're then put in that position of leadership or mentorship, etc., it can be a little hard at first because it's a place of growth for us. The ascension marks the ways that Jesus' disciples would experience a tremendous growth and started to prepare their hearts for that growth that they would experience on Pentecost Sunday. It's also why ascension falls during this time of year when there's a lot of transitions. This is the time of year when people are ending the school year, and so graduations are happening. There are people that are preparing to graduate from college or have graduated from college and are transitioning into the next stage of life. Those who graduate from high school coming up pretty soon and will be preparing again to transition into the next stage of life. Oftentimes, people will be having different moves, different job opportunities and things, some jobs ending, some jobs starting, again, around this time of the year. So there's a lot of transitions that happen in that. And again, in those times of transitions, that's when sometimes we can start to feel lost. We can start to feel alone. We can even start to feel misunderstood because there's a shift. And it takes us a little bit of time, oftentimes, to adapt to that shift, to grow into that place. And the Holy Spirit can help us in any of those transitions and any of those shift moments, again, by just inviting the Holy Spirit in with that Ancient of Prayers, "Come, Holy Spirit." On this Mother's Day, we also celebrate our mothers and give thanks to God for those mother figures in our lives. And it's important to remember that in the Catholic Church, motherhood is much broader than just the natural motherhood that oftentimes we think about. I always like to share, if I'm called Father Charlie because I'm a spiritual father, then there is a spiritual motherhood that happens as well. While I always give thanks to God on Mother's Day for the mother that God gave to me, I also have various women who have been spiritual mothers to me in my life as well. That many times when I was on retreats, I was actually directed as a spiritual director by women that God had placed into my life, and it helped me in different ways through their spiritual motherhood. One I always remember in particular is the one who directed me on my 30-day Ignatian Silent Retreat, who has been a very profound spiritual mother for me. So we have various types of mothers. We have our natural mothers, we have our spiritual mothers, we have other figures that we would say have been mother figures to us. And we give thanks to God for all of these mother figures in our lives, and we recall of how, again, there is this broad-based sense of motherhood. Also on this day, sometimes there can be sadness. I know sometimes when couples have lost a child through miscarriage, this day can profound and bring certain memories to mind. I like to tell those parents, whether your child is here in this life or whether your child is with the Lord in the next life, you're still a parent. You're still a mother, wherever one's child is. Also, sometimes we have those moments where our parents have died, have left this life already. And so sometimes Mother's Day can be a little hard for some people if their mother's no longer here in this life. I know that for myself, I'm coming to the stage of life with my own parents where they're getting older. And in particular, my mother's health has not been very good. In fact, after this Mass, my weekly custom is to go bring her to communion because she's unable to come to Mass. And so each Mother's Day, I wonder myself, how many more Mother's Days will I have with my own mother as well? So it's important for us to be able to take time like today to spend time with our mothers, whether it's physically, whether it's calling them, sending a message, etc. And it can be hard sometimes because there's a lot of things that can distract us. For me personally, the busiest day for a priest is, as you might imagine, on Sundays. So when I finish with this Mass, sometimes all I want to do is go crash. It's something hard sometimes, and in the physical sense, my spirit always loves to see my mom, but the body, the flesh, is weak, right? But I remind myself in any of those moments when I feel that physical weakness, I remind myself of how many times when I was growing up did my mother have those moments when her physical self would have been tired, and yet she cared for me and for my siblings while also helping to work and do other things like that. It inspires me to remind myself of those ways that she showed that love when I was younger and to show her that love now. Because our mothers care for us when we're children, but as they grow older, they need us to be that presence and to care and to love for them as their health fails them. It's part of the natural cycle, is that children care for parents just like the parents cared at one stage of a life for the child as well. So as we celebrate this Mother's Day, we especially pray for that. Also, sometimes Mother's Day can be hard because mothers, just like all human beings, are human, which means that sometimes mothers make mistakes. Sometimes mothers aren't able to mother us in the ways that maybe we desire. This day sometimes can poke what I call a mother wound that we can experience in our hearts. And so especially if there's those ways that maybe God would invite us to forgive our mothers for any ways that maybe there was some lack in their humanity or from their own woundedness in their lives that they experienced, to forgive them for that and to focus on those ways that they were able to be a mother to us. And ultimately to remember that if there was that way where one's natural mother maybe was sometimes not able to minister or to love us in that place as we would desire, that we have our Blessed Mother who wants to help fill that spot in our hearts. And again, as I mentioned earlier, that there are other mother figures that I find God also sends to us in our lives to help for any ways that our own natural mothers might not have always been able to mother us as we would desire. So today, as we celebrate Ascension Sunday, we give thanks to God for the way that the Holy Spirit desires to help us to never feel alone, to feel that we're understood. The ways that we experience transitions in lives, and of how these transitions, while sometimes hard for us, are opportunities for us to grow and to become fully who God created us to be. And to give thanks to God for those mothers, for the ways that they have been a blessing, and especially as we grow older in life, those ways that God would invite us to minister to our mothers in the ways that they ministered to us for so many years in our lives.